My cup runneth over. Hallelujah.
Absolutely. Hallelujah. Absolutely. So, Carlos, this morning, again, before you get started and we bring you in to speak, we are going to have our own Rosina Hill, this accomplished and incredible powerhouse singer, and her husband, Jason Hill, Rosina Hill Jackson. Forgive me, Rosina, okay? And her husband, Jason Hill, or rather, Jason Jackson, who is an accomplished and Grammy Award-winning trombonist. They're bringing something to us that's special, and it is an original song this morning. So after they have finished with their number, we are just excited about bringing you straight on, okay?
Okay, my sister. I'm loving what we're about to experience. With
love
my sister,
too.
Rosina Hill Jackson.
I'm in the right place at the right time with the right one by my side. I'm in the right place with the right one by my side all the time. There is a knowing in my soul I'm made whole in this life. Nothing missing or broken, receptive, open, free in mind. Life, is it what I make it? Is it how I take it? With a peace that passes all understanding, knowing wherever I am is where God is. And God's presence in my life brings only good. I live to be the best of a single day, each and every way, but not compete. Just being me is all I can be, all I need to be, and that's my key. I don't need to go here or wear this or wear that just to please. God lives inside me and guides me to live life with ease. Life, is it what I make it? Is it how I take it? With a peace that passes all understanding, knowing wherever I am is where love is, and love's presence in my life brings only good. Oh, I am more than good enough. I'm what I make it, is it how I take it, with a peace that passes all understanding, knowing wherever I am is where love is, and love's presence in my life brings only good. Yeah, 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 yeah. Happy Sunday from Rosina M. Hill Jackson and Jason Jackson. Love you.
Oh my God. Wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you, my sister and my brothers on those instruments. Thank you so much. That was outstanding, not just the delivery, but the content. Oh, thank you so much. And it's so appropriate for what I'm feeling, where my head is at, and what I want to talk about today. It's just filled with testimonies about the power that is within us. I love the vision statement talking about God within. Like many people, I grew up in a spiritual community in a church where there was so much talk about God and about trust in God, believe in God, but they, for the most part, talked about a God outside of me, a God outside of each of us. It was more like an overseer, like a grand overseer that was watching what we were doing and how we were speaking and what we were drinking or what we were eating or how we were dressing to see if we were appropriate enough to please this picky, finicky God outside of us who had so many demands on us, so many commandments for us to follow, so many rules for us to follow. But unity knows what Jesus knows, which is that the kingdom, queendom, moredom, alldom of God is within us. That heaven, the realm of infinite possibility, or as Jesus would put it, the realm of all things are possible. This realm is within us. We are composed of God. And therefore, wherever we are, God is certain to be, because how can you get outside of what composes you? We are composed of the Spirit of God, and that looks like love and light and peace and joy and power and presence. So wherever I am, the presence of God is, because I am. And you are the Spirit made flesh. You know, like everybody, I'm living on a planet where there are people coming and people going. I sometimes in my life have had periods of time where I have been completely blown away by the numbers of people who are leaving this plane. Their work is done. They have fulfilled their soul assignment, and they have returned to join as light with the one light that sources us all. A couple of weeks ago, I got news that my friend Michael Frazier, who had been my musical minister at Hope Church back when I was in my 20s, was going to return to be my music minister for Hope Church, now that I've returned to be the pastor. He was going to move from Atlanta in the middle of September. But he got a cold that turned into pneumonia, or so he thought, and then at some point had to be taken to the hospital. It was COVID in a very advanced state, and very quickly, Michael took his last breath. We've been talking for a year and a half, working out this whole thing, providing and preparing the music and how we were going to get the choir to be a bigger group of people than it has dwindled down to be right now. We had so many plans and harmonies that we were going to sing. So I felt like not only did I lose my friend who has been my dear friend since I was 23, but I lost the dream of what we were about to do for Hope Community Church. I felt so secure and confident that I would have Michael as my music minister, and the power that he would bring and the people that he would draw. And so for a number of days, I allowed myself to grieve, and I was advised by my therapist some weeks after losing my sister, Rhonda, to grieve fully and completely, not to push it down, not to push it out of my mind, but to grieve. When is it okay to be sad? When you're sad. When is it okay to be confused? When you're confused. When is it okay to be angry? When you're angry. It's feeling our feelings that allows us to move through them. And so I took a week off after the news about Michael to grieve, to let go. A dream deferred. Langston Hughes said many, many years ago, what happens to a dream deferred? Does it dry up like a raisin in the sun, or fester like a sore and then run? Does it stink like rotten meat, or crust and sugar over like a syrupy sweet? Maybe it just sags like a heavy load, or does it explode? I've decided to explode into a light show. One of those light shows that comes at the very end of the fireworks presentation on the 4th of July. There are many bursts of brilliance and light, but the best they keep for last. Nothing in the whole show begins to compare even with what happens at the end. And so I have allowed myself to explode into a greater outburst and demonstration of the light of God that I am. I was just finishing absorbing the information about Michael when I got the information about our beautiful sister, Allison Chambers from Unity of New York. And so for this past week, I have been in communication with her daughter and her partner, preparing for the celebration of life service for Allison, which I will be driving to Manhattan next Saturday to be a part of and the facilitator of. I'm very much honored that I was chosen. There are so many ministers. There are a handful at Unity of New York alone. And I was chosen. I feel so honored, and I feel humbled. And it inspires me to step into recreating myself anew as the next grandest version of the greatest vision ever I have held of who I am. So many people are finishing their work and are returning home to the light. And I must be honest that sometimes this causes me to ponder, how is it that I am not dead? I have come so close. I once died and returned. Why am I still here? Well, it must be that my soul's work has not finished. And so I'm still here, breathing every moment and living every day. And I'm reminding myself of something my father told me when I was a child. He said, "Carly, you, me, and everybody, we are here writing the story of our life in the book of life. What story do you want to read? Make that the story you live." Scripture today comes from Psalm 90 and 9. "We live our years as a tale that is told." And that certainly is the truth. What is my tale that I am telling while I live my years? Well, I always want it to be a story of how I kept putting one foot in front of another foot, in front of another foot, in front of another foot, marching on even through the valley of so-called shadow of death. How I got up when life seemed to knock me down. How I got found when I was lost. How my eyes were open to see when I was blind to the beauty of this planet and this opportunity to live this life, this dash. Life, as I have said many times, is a mix. And as I read the story of my life in the book of life, I see what I see in the stories of each and every one, a mix. Some stories of the thrills of victory, others stories of the agony of defeat. And through it all, I am here. Still, with more and more opportunity to write the book I would like to read. Recently, I came across a packet that has been in one of my files for 20 years. It's a packet that Reverend Paul Tenaya gave out at one of the summer retreats 20 years ago. And one of the processes was a piece of paper that was headed "My Obituary." In this process, we were asked to write our obituary. It's interesting to find that piece of paper and to see what I had written. It detailed some of my highlights and some of my lowlights in my life. But one thing that it says toward the end, I was 50 at the time I wrote this, and in my obituary I said, "It was at 70 years of age that Carlos really began to blossom. It was at 70 years of age that he quantum leaped into his great awakening, and for the following 30 years, he shined with the light of God and knew that he knew that he knew. I am part of God. God is all of me." What story are you writing? I know it's a mix, but what does the mix provide for you? Is it an opportunity to be more and more and more excited, more and more and more and more in touch with how blessed you are? It's a miracle. We're still here. We're still breathing. And we're in a spiritual community that reminds us that the kingdom, queendom, Mordom, Aldom, of God is within us, and that all the Father, Mother, Spirit God is and has is ours. Hallelujah sings the chorus of my soul. Write the story. You will be pleased to read at the end of your time here. The dash is important. Live it fully. I plan to. Join me as we quantum leap into the great awakening of our oneness with our Creator and with one another. Let's meditate on that.
I'm living a dash called the story of my life. My life is a dash. And while I'm here, with every thought I think, every feeling I feel, everything I say or think or do, I'm writing the story of my life in the dash. The story of I am. I am as me. All of the stories are available. Any that I could conceive. I am happy, I am joyous, I am grateful, I am amazing. Or I am sad, lost, lonely, and afraid. Each of us has an opportunity to choose who we will be in the story called my life. For me, my life. For you, your life. What story are you writing as you live the dash? The dash is but a brief moment. No one knows when it will end or when their time will come. To end this journey, this incarnational experience, and return to oneness with the one light that all have come from. I am writing the story of my life. It is a story of overcoming. It is a story of perseverance. How I overcame my many, many misperceptions of how God was absent and how I was alone. It is a story of my life. How I forgot my oneness with my Creator only in order to remember we are one. Forgetting makes remembering even sweeter, and it makes love even deeper. I am writing the story of my life. How I was lost and was made found. How I was blind and was made to see. How I was deaf and was made to hear. How I was dumb, speechless, yet made to talk. Made to open my mouth to offer up praise to the one Creator of all of creation, the one I am, that I am. I am writing the story of my life. And the particulars of the story have included many things. Life is a mix. stories of the thrills of victory and the agonies of defeat. These I have lived as I am writing the story of my life through my living. I am determined to write the story I wish to read at the end of this incarnation. The story of a brave soul. The story of a hero on a hero's journey. Who, with everything within me, sought to remember God and I are one. The story of my life. It's a story of the glory of God in my life. How sweet it is. I'm writing the story of how I awakened from the dream of separation. From my Creator and all of creation. How I came home. Home to one with oneness. Shh. Be still. Know that I am God. In you. Expressing. Through you and as you. Amen.
If I speak in the tongues of men and angels, if I surrender my body to be burned, if I can fathom all mysteries and knowledge, but have not love, what have I learned? If I give the poor all my possessions, if I have the gift of prophecy, if I have faith that moves a mountain, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient, love is kind, love is free from jealousy and pride. Love's not selfish, love's not rude, not quick to anger, it thinks only good. Love's not resentful or loud. Whatever truth, love sees beauty. perseveres, love never fails. Love never fails. Love never.